Tennessee's Medicaid program is trying to cut $50 million in costs related to mothers giving birth to drug-dependent babies. TennCare wants women hooked on painkillers to not have a second child that spends weeks in the hospital going through withdrawals. So Chief Medical Officer Vaughn Frajan says his agency is turning to long-acting birth control options.
That's really a conversation that's best between the treating physician and the mother. But what we want to do is make sure that those contraceptives are available.
TennCare has changed the way it reimburses doctors for the procedures, so they're paid more. The state has also made it easier for hospitals to have the implants on hand. Women health groups are somewhat wary. Allison Glass heads Healthy and Free Tennessee.
I mean, there's definitely another concern around, is it being done in a coercive way? Are they giving and receiving proper consent?
Still, Glass says birth control is preferred to the punitive approach taken by state lawmakers. A statute up for renewal this year can make giving birth to a drug-dependent baby a misdemeanor. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.